This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Everybody, it is Lee Elsie. It's a Thursday night, the 26th day or afternoon, depending upon where you live out in the West Coast. It's still the afternoon here on the East Coast. The sun is beginning to set. Well, not really. It's up there in the sky. Pretty good. We've got an hour or so of daylight left. But my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I get the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays to have a little fun with you and talk about all the things going on around the world. Now, we were going to go to Donald Trump, who was giving his what's become a daily White House briefing. And I think we should probably go, Chris, to Mike Pence. Yeah, so let's do Pence for a couple minutes, see what he's got to say. We'll come back and forth and talk. But this is Mike Pence, Washington, update coronavirus.
To advance and expand testing across the country and to work on the critical supplies.
All right, we're going to continue to monitor the vice president. We're going to come back and listen.
All right, so we're just switching the feed so we can make sure we get the clean shot. Chris is doing that. Like I said, it is just amazing what is happening. We just actually eclipsed China as far as the most total cases. So let's go back to the audio with Mike Pence.
Across the country, our states and territories, for their incredible leadership and the partnership they forged with this administration, we were able to confirm that 10 major disaster declarations have been issued, most recently to New Jersey, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. We spoke to them about the importance of the economic recovery legislation that will come before the House of Representatives, we believe, tomorrow midday, and we're grateful for their efforts in working for that unanimous bipartisan vote in the United States Senate last night. In addition to direct payments for American families, the average family of four will receive a direct payment of some $3,400. They'll also receive payroll report. Many of the small businesses, even those restaurants that you just spoke about, will now be able to keep people on the payroll for a period of months, even if the restaurant or the business is not open. With the governors, though, we talked about the $150 billion in direct aid to the states, $100 billion in direct assistance to hospitals, and, of course, the expansion of unemployment benefits to make sure that our states have the resources to meet the challenges that were so evident in those unemployment numbers this morning. On the subject of testing, pleased to report the testing is available in all 50 states, and in partnership with commercial labs across America. This morning we received word that 552,000 tests have been performed and completed all across the United States. We want to thank the American Hospital Association and hospitals across the country that are just now beginning to report in a fulsome way the results of those tests. And when the president signs the law tomorrow, it will actually be required by law. But as Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci have explained many times at this podium, it's so important that any hospital or any lab that's doing testing report back to the CDC and FEMA so we have full visibility to provide the president with the very best counsel. Good news today on testing. Abbott Laboratories submitted to the FDA today a request for approval of a point-of-care test. This would be the kind of test where you could go to your doctor. You could get the test done there at your doctor and have the results in no more than 15 minutes. Dr. Steve Hahn will be here tomorrow to talk about progress in evaluating Abbott Laboratories' point of care test. Also, speaking of the FDA, on the subject of swabs, the FDA did announce earlier this week that testing symptomatic patients by swabbing from the front of the nose is perfectly appropriate, and it's already begun across the country. It allows for self-collection, and it also relieves the burden on health care protection. It saves personal protective equipment from being expended when people can administer a test themselves. And Dr. Birx will speak about the importance and the availability of swabs. With regard to supplies, you heard the President speak about what we have already shipped out from the National Strategic Stockpile, more than 9 million N95 masks for healthcare workers, 20 million surgical masks, 6,000 ventilators, and millions of gloves and gowns and face shields. In addition to that, we are working with a number of suppliers to manufacture ventilators, even while we work with state leaders to assess not just what ventilators are available in their state hospitals, but what ventilators are available in private hospitals across their state. And governors across the country are doing great work evaluating the full supply of tens of thousands of ventilators that are available. Let me also say thank you to the American Society of Anesthesiologists and Dr. Mary Peterson.
Let me pick that up. All right, so we're back. There's Vice President Mike Pence giving us an update as far as what's going on, and everybody sort of trying to get on the same page with the coronavirus as it continues to escalate. As I said before we went to the audio, the United States has just passed China with total cases, 82,179. We're up to 1,177 deaths, 150 new deaths today, so that was somewhat of a spike for us. What's just incredible to watch is Italy. Italy has 80,589 total cases. 8,215 people are dead in Italy. That's over 10%. That's a 10% mortality rate in Italy, which is just remarkable. China, 81,285, and Spain had a 507 spike today as far as new people dying. So, again, I think Trump hit it on the head when he said it's the testing. That's why our numbers are going up. In fact, it's not as though we're passing it along to each other over and over again. I think we already have it. If you have it, you have it. I think the social distancing, I think a lot of the care that we are trying to take as a country is working. But I just think that because we got into this a little bit slow, we already had it. I think a lot of folks probably already had it, passed it along. I'd go to the store today. So I went to Walmart. I assume Walmart's all over the country. Of course it is. And I couldn't help, looking around, I couldn't help but, think to myself, here we are, I'm in Connecticut. And we just got a report that a whole bunch of folks from New York are heading this way, or have been heading this way for the past week, and some of the smaller towns around where I live are upset because a lot of these folks from New York who potentially are carrying this virus are here. And they've been asked to sort of quarantine in place, and whether they're doing that, who knows. But I couldn't help but think today as I'm walking around Walmart that, man, how many people in this Walmart have the coronavirus? How many have COVID-19 right now? And I'm looking around, and it's a different landscape. I haven't been to the store in about a week. And in this past week, every other person has a mask on. Everybody's wearing gloves. Nobody's close to each other for the most part, which is all good things. But I'm thinking to myself, it looked like a video you might have taken from a Chinese supermarket somewhere along the line. I mean, that's how they have lived their life for as long as I can remember. People going on their subways or their buses or on their streets, they all had face masks on. Here today at the Walmart, it was the same kind of deal. So I think people are scared to death to a certain respect. And, I think now finally, this far into it, the attitude is beginning to change a little bit where people are taking it very seriously. Now, that being said, 3.3 million people on unemployment today. 3.3 million. So all of this work, all of these gains that have happened in the last 3+ years under President Trump have all but washed away because of a tiny droplet of virus too small to see with the naked eye. It's, think about that. This little tiny virus has wiped out everything that has been built economically in the last 3.5 years. And now we're probably going to go through much of a worse downturn than we probably even imagine, which is why Trump keeps going back, and I think rightfully so, to I need to get people back to work. Now, is he going to get people back to work by Easter? Probably not. But I think what he's doing, maybe he's not doing it purposely, but by saying Easter, at least what's happening is he's giving the average person who's sitting at home watching him on TV or listening to him on the radio some hope, like a light at the end of the tunnel, because there is no light at the end of the tunnel for most folks. What are you doing right now if you're a bartender or a waiter or a waitress or somebody who's working at a donut shop that's been closed up, or all these other businesses that aren't essential that have been shut down depending upon what state you're in? What are they doing for money? I mean, most folks live paycheck to paycheck, more than most, like 70% of the folks live paycheck to paycheck. So what are they doing for money? How are they getting by? How are they, you know, mustering it up, getting enough cash in their pocket to go to the store and buy a couple loaves of bread? And I get the idea of this bailout, this recovery, but I'm still not sure this is the right way to do it, right? I'm not sure if just handing over buckets of cash to add to our national debt is how we're going to solve this problem. I don't have an answer, so don't think I do. I'm not sitting here on some, in the high mountain saying, yeah, I have all the answers on this. I don't, man. I don't know what to do. I mean, maybe giving out one stimulus package might be a way to save the day, but are we going to do it 3 or 4 times? By the time this thing is done, we're going to have $30 trillion in national debt. Unsustainable. Anyway, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen will be here at the top of the hour. It is the Great USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Hang around.
Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
All right, we're back. We're going to go right to Fauci, who was talking at the podium down in Washington.
The month after. But as I mentioned to you, we went into a phase one trial, and I keep referring to one vaccine. There's more than one. There's a couple of handfuls of vaccines at different stages of development, but they're all following the same course. And the course is you first go into a phase one trial to see if it's safe, and you have very few people, 45 people, within a certain age group, all healthy, none at really any great risk of getting infected. And the reason you do that, because you want to make sure that it's safe. Then the next thing you do, and that takes about 3 months, easily, maybe more. So that's going to bring us into the beginning or middle of the summer. Then you go to a phase two trial, or what we say 2-3, which means we're going to put a lot of people in there. Now, we hope that there aren't a lot of people getting infected, but it is likely there will be somewhere in the world where that's going on. So it's likely that we will get what's called an efficacy signal, and we will know whether or not it actually works. If, in fact, it does, we hope to rush it to be able to have some impact on recycling in the next season. And like I said, that could be a year to a year and a half. I'm not changing any of the dates that I mentioned. But one of the things that we are going to do that you need to understand that has been a stumbling block for previous development of vaccines, and that is even before you know something works, at risk, you have to start producing it. Because once you know it works, you can't say, great, it works. Now, give me another 6 months to produce it. So we're working with a variety of companies to take that risk. We didn't take it with Zika. That's why, you know, we have a nice Zika vaccine, but we don't have enough to do it because there's no Zika around. Same with SARS. So that's one of the things we're really going to push on, is to be able to have it ready if, in fact, it works. Now, the issue of safety, something that I want to make sure the American public understand. It's not only safety when you inject somebody and they get maybe an idiosyncratic reaction, they get a little allergic reaction, they get pain. There's safety associated. Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection. You can get a good feel for that in animal models. So that's going to be interspersed at the same time that we're testing. We're going to try and make sure we don't have enhancement. So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse. Next, and finally, with regard, I'll get you to your question. Finally, with regard to therapies, I mean, we keep getting asked about therapies. There's a whole menu of therapies that are going into clinical trial. As I've told you all, and I'll repeat it again, the best way to get the best drug as quickly as possible is to do a randomized controlled trial.
The music.
So that you know.
All right, we're back, and so we've got about a minute before we get to the bottom. And I'm going to have a guest joining me. Give us a little one-on-one outlook on what's going on with coronavirus. Our friend Dr. John Foley from Hartford Healthcare will join us and tell us about what it's like being in some of those meetings and discussing like a grand plan as he sits sort of at the top here in Connecticut. So we'll chat with him about that at the bottom of the hour. And if we have time, we'll take some phone calls before the top. Of course, Wayne Allen Root will be here then, and he'll take over at 7 o'clock. My name is Lee Elsie. By the way, if you want to reach out to me, you can real easy. My name, LEELCI Radio@gmail.com. That's LEELCIRadio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We get hundreds of emails every day. Try to return and talk to everybody. And we appreciate it when you reach out to us. We'll take a break. Bottom of the hour. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a mandatory quarantine for people visiting from several states to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
Those entering the state of Texas
through an airport, either in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, will be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days or for the duration of their stay in Texas.
Abbott also says a mandatory quarantine covers people traveling from New Orleans. Travelers will have to fill out a form with the Texas Department of Public Safety designating their quarantine location and other identification details. The Dow is up a whopping 20% since its close on Monday. That puts it on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. The Dow closed up 1,351 points to finish at 22,552. The S&P was also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. The Vice President for Medical Affairs for Hartford Healthcare, our good friend Dr. John Foley. Doc, how are you, man?
Everything's great.
All right. Well, listen, we got a million questions. Maybe if you can start off and tell us what's going on at Hartford Healthcare in a general sense. You were telling me earlier that you're on a number of phone calls every day. When you guys get together on these conference calls, the higher-ups, what are you talking about?
So we're talking about everything, really from, news, on a global level for the pandemic. And then we're actually really talking about questions that people have, and then what's new, which is there's always something new. There's been a huge move, obviously, for virtual visits and virtual health as opposed to patients showing up in offices. There's been a move to really be able to do a lot of phone calls and even video conferencing with patients, just so that they don't actually have to come out of the house and potentially either be exposed themselves or expose others. And then really the issue of how do we get patients tested, who are the appropriate people to test, what are the criteria for who should be tested. And I think because testing has been so limited, it's been a resource that, we didn't just want to go out and do a test on anybody and everybody who was curious about their status.
All right, so let's talk about that, the testing part of it. There was a big complaint in the beginning that there weren't enough test kits. But I was always led to believe that if you didn't show symptoms, you would test negative. Is that true?
Well, no, not all. Not exactly. There are people who carry, who are infected, who are really minimally symptomatic. And so they would tell you that they feel fine, but in actuality that they, are carrying. They tended to be some of the younger adults, who would, and that's sort of the concern, is that they would be potentially able to infect each other and then infect other people without really being, able to be seen from a distance as somebody who is sick,
right?
As opposed to as you get older, the risks for COVID become quite significant.
All right, so right now I don't have any symptoms, right? None whatsoever. So I'm walking around, grab a gas station handle, I pump my gas. But let's say in a general sense I'm out there doing regular life activity.
Right.
I could be one of those people that it's impossible to find me, and I'm spreading this thing like crazy, and nobody knows it, right?
And that's why social distancing is so important, especially for people who are not, symptomatic. Because, the people when they're symptomatic are either in the hospital or they're at home or we've identified them. But the question is how many people were infected by that individual, even who developed symptoms, how many people are infected before it's become known that they are indeed infected. And when you look at within families, it may not be the 20-year-old son or daughter, but it could be this, 75-year-old, grandfather.
Right.
Or the father who's, 65, who has diabetes or hypertension or has some other, medical condition that puts them at risk for not only being infected, but actually having a tougher outcome.
What about some of these, let's say, non-essential places where people are working nowadays, like non-essential? I'll even use my wife as an example. She's a physical therapist, and they're all nervous as hell because, what they do is important, but it's not necessarily saving lives. Should
right.
physical therapists be working?
I think we're fast coming to the point where the answer is going to be no.
Right.
We are now, not doing elective surgeries.
Right.
And this has been something, we've been grappling with over time, because you don't want to be necessarily canceling surgeries on people because even something that's not emergent probably has some beneficial effect, or else you wouldn't be doing it, and you don't want to deprive people of that. But you also don't want to have patients coming into a health system that's very focused on COVID-19 and not necessarily on their issues, because really the focus in healthcare right now if it's not significantly important, I would not be doing it right now. And I think most health centers are moving in that direction if they haven't already.
All right, we're talking to the Vice President for Medical Affairs for Hartford Healthcare, Dr. John Foley, cardiologist by trade. All right, so a couple of questions from our listeners, Doc. Steven writes in, should I go to the dentist? My dentist actually canceled my appointment today. So
No, you should not. I mean, here's the deal. You shouldn't be leaving your house if you don't have to. In reality, they're talking about crowds of 10, crowds of 20. If people can just avoid leaving their houses if they can, the more people who do that, when you sort of see the government saying, for the next 15 days, really what they're trying to do is, in a perfect world, if we could say, wake up in the morning and for the next 15 days, don't look at anybody other than the people that you went to bed, sleep with in your house last night.
Right.
And if everyone did that, and if no one went to any jobs other than the critical things, the police officers, the firefighters, the physicians, the nurses,
right.
And even within there, we're now saying to patients, if you're going to see your doctor for a routine physical, I would not go.
Mm.
And the more people who do that, what happens is you are just literally cutting down the exposure rate. And over time, over a couple of weeks, if the exposure rate drops, in the infection falls. It is no one to infect. It's everybody within the system is sort of... it's sort of infected or not already at that point. So that's the thing. So it's really sort of, maintaining that distance, obviously doing all the, the coughing techniques and washing your hands with warm water for 14 seconds. Basically, if you sort of say to yourself, sing yourself the happy birthday song that while you're washing your hands, that's a good amount of time. Avoiding any crowds, avoiding any parties. I mean, this is not the time to be having dinner parties with neighbors. It really is, churches and parties and gyms, they should be closed. This is the time to really reduce the risk. If you are 65 or older, you really have to, make sure that, you're avoiding crowds even more. And quite frankly, if you know somebody who's 65 and you're going to the supermarket, shop for them. Help them avoid crowds more because their risk is a lot higher.
Well, let me ask you one theoretical question, if you don't mind, Doc.
Right.
I'm talking to Dr. John Foley. People are looking to a certain date where things will begin to get back to normal. I mean, some folks wanted it to be 2 weeks. Clearly, that's not going to be the case. Some folks wanted it to be 2 months. Maybe that's more realistic, maybe not. And I'm not going to ask you to predict how long we're going to have to do this for, but the folks are saying, well, once it begins to trend in the other direction, then we can go back to living a regular, normal life where you're going out to the store and you're going to a show and you're going to dinner. But I don't understand how that's even possible. If 1, 2, 5, 10 people still have this virus, Doc, aren't we still in the exact same spot? It's got to be completely eliminated. Otherwise, we're susceptible to this thing happening again?
Well, to a certain degree, and I don't know that this has been answered, but the virus themselves very frequently have sort of they have an infection period, right? So, there's a flu season. So the question is whether this is going to follow that at all, whether as the temperature warms, which is really sort of that thing that marks the end of flu season, because flu doesn't do well, as things warm, get temperatures warm and we sort of change seasons. Is this a seasonal infection as well? And if it is, then what happens is the infectivity rate goes down and you have less and less new cases, and then you are back to some, to where you were before. And I think we will get there. The question of when is tough. We you're looking at, that bell curve. Anthony Fauci, who, quite frankly, if there's anything that makes me feel good, is when I look and see who the president has working on this crisis. These are some of the smartest. I mean, Fauci is the guy who pulled us through the AIDS epidemic back in the days where the whole country was a lot more hysterical than we are even now with this pandemic. And he really is the person who changed the approach to HIV and really all infectious diseases
right.
from that point on, and took HIV from being a death sentence to being a chronic disease. So I think, you know, we've got good brains thinking about this. When we start to see, so if the problem is with that bell curve, you have that spike in the middle. And what happens is, what we're really trying to do now is to say, the same number of people may be infected, but if we can flatten that curve, so if you can sort of picture that bell curve and you go to the highest point and you just smush it down a little bit so that it maybe lasts longer, but you don't have the high peak, what that tells you is that you have less really sick people sort of hitting the healthcare system, because that's really the issue here. Not that we can't, you know, most people survive this illness even when they get really, really sick. The question is how can we prevent too many of those people from hitting the healthcare system and then start to tax us with, do we have enough ventilators, do we have enough staff, or physicians that aren't sick themselves? So those are the issues that we're really grappling with, is not, you know, not only just eradicating it. I mean, they're working, the vaccine is now out there and it's being tested. You know, so things are in progress, but how do we lower that curve and the natural progression of this disease so that we can handle the volume of sick people as they come?
All right, Doc, I got to run. Thank you very much. I'm out of time. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, we are back. It is Lee Elsie filling in again for the first hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays on the Great USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root is here. Limo has arrived. Makeup on. He's ready to rock and roll. And he'll be here in about 15 minutes or so. So, I don't know. I feel as though there is this silent, simmering crisis that is hidden beneath the surface of this horrible COVID-19 fiasco. I think it's a clear, present danger, right? There's a virus that's going on around the world, but there's also this idea, and it's one that sometimes conservative folks don't like to tackle, but it's the idea of the crisis of income inequality. And the reason why I bring this up now is because you got all these folks who have been working stiffs their whole life. And I mean that in the most positive way. They get up, they go to work, they work 40, 50 hours. They're laborers, they're gas station attendants, they're retail salespeople. And in a lot of cases, they live paycheck to paycheck. And now they are going to find themselves, because they're living paycheck to paycheck, have nothing saved. By the end of this month, right? By April Fool's Day of all days, they may be out of money, right? So the question is, this dance that the United States has done for decades, and now we're at this point where we're inviting this destiny potentially to eventually fuel violent eruptions, pitting poor versus rich. I'm not saying that there are going to be pitchforks in the streets, but I can see where average law-abiding citizens will reach a breaking point, and these hard-working citizens will do whatever it takes to put food on their table if they don't have enough money 1 month, 2 months, 3 months from now. They're not going to have money soon, but that may be remedied by this rescue package. But how many rescue packages can we deliver? If this virus goes 2 months, 3 months, if I'm on the radio with you in September and we're just going back to work, what will we be going back to work to? What businesses can survive? There isn't any. No business, regardless of how successful, can survive for months, even weeks, without some kind of cash flow. An overwhelming percentage of small and medium businesses will absolutely be laid to waste if this happens. Restaurants, bars, ice cream shops, nail salons, pizza joints, anybody who's in retail, it'll all come crashing down. Millions will be left jobless. I mean, what happens when you can't pay the electric bill, or can't get your oil tanks filled, or mortgage and rent payments come due? What do you do if you don't have the money? I mean, and we're talking about people who work, who want to work. I'm not talking about the slugs of humanity who are always on the dole. I'm talking about the people out there who are working, who are home now, listening to me, and they're saying to themselves, yeah, damn it, I want to work, but I can't, and it's not any fault of their own, and it's really not any fault of the government either. I mean, this is not an enviable situation for Donald Trump to be in. Think about this. Either liquidate the economy by making monstrous monthly payments, or what? You erode the structure of capitalism. You explode the national debt. You do that, and the whole system is broken. Or you potentially put millions of Americans in the direct path of a virus that can kill a significant number of them. That's the choice that Trump may have to make here in a month or two. Now, I know Trump wants to get us back earlier as opposed to later, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I don't. Maybe Wayne Allyn Root does. He's up next, and he'll take over. Listen, it's always fun. Chris, I can't thank you enough. Pushing all the buttons, making it all go behind the scenes. It is a Herculean effort. I mean, it's like launching a NASA space shuttle, pushing all those buttons, I'm telling you. But I'm done. You guys have a safe, happy, healthy weekend. And I don't know. I was going to say hug one another, but don't do that. Social distancing. So I guess give somebody a wink or a nod. Say, yeah, we're all on the same page. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the rest of the show. Wayne Allyn Root next. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll see you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
.com.